Welcome to the Awaken Your Truth podcast. We are your hosts, Katie
and Ginny. Join us as we connect to the truth of who we really are, the eternal energy of joy, love, and peace.
Together with you, we will expand the awareness of what is possible and create a new way of being beyond the mind to experience more
joy, joy, joy. Joy. Welcome to this episode of Awaken Your Truth. Today, Katie and I are going to be talking about how you can create some new experiences with your family this holiday. New fun, ebb tai chi, better than you can imagine experiences.
I wonder if it would be fun to pause in this moment and to become an observer of what stories you are already telling about how your family experiences are going to unfold. Are you, like, if you can just tune in to what you've been saying, maybe consciously or unconsciously, are you saying things like, I just got to survive this. I just got to get through this.
Oh, it's coming.
Oh, it's coming. Are you saying, oh, I know I'm going to be so worn out. Are you saying, oh, so-and-so is just going to be like this. And how am I going to protect myself? What are you saying?
Are you
on the opposite end of the spectrum? Like, I can't wait. Even if you can't wait for your family time, you can step into ebb tai chi of the can't waiting part too. Like, all experiences will be relevant to this podcast.
I love that you mentioned that, because even if you are really looking forward to it and it's fun and there's no resistance or anything, you get to create even more magic in that.
Oh, I have a story for this. I have such a story for this.
Okay.
Let's do our joyful moment.
Okay. I have just a few to share. One was like the laughing so much with Katie yesterday as we were talking and geeking out about awakening. It was so much fun.
And our intention yesterday was to record a podcast, but we just talked and laughed and shared the energy of joy. Oh, no. So we rescheduled the podcast for today, which is perfect. That was so fun.
Another one is the sunrise yesterday morning was absolutely gorgeous. Pink sky, pink, orange everywhere was so breathtaking. And my third one is when I call my cat up the stairs and I go, pss, pss, he talks to me. So like all the way up the stairs, he goes meow and I go meow and he goes meow and I go meow.
So much.
It's one of my favorite times ever.
Oh my gosh. Oh boy, you just inspired me to shift my joyful moment.
Okay, what's yours?
Because it was when I woke up, what was it, yesterday when you were talking about your sunrise?
Yes.
When I got up and you had sent the video of your glorious sunrise, I thought, oh my gosh, this is so amazing and so beautiful. And of course, I'm in Alaska now, so my sunrise is happening quite a bit later. So after I saw your sunrise video, I waited, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours for my sunrise. And I had an equally epic sunrise.
Oh my gosh.
So I got double glorious sunrise in one day. And if your sunrise, you sharing that with me, felt absolutely real and glorious. And then my sunrise felt absolutely real and glorious. And so that leads me to say anything is possible. Double sunrise day.
I love it, Katie. Okay. So you had, were you going to go into a story? About
I'm going to save it.
Okay, you're going to save it. Okay. We wanted to start just kind of opening and talking about this topic with the idea that, so since you've already checked in and brought an awareness to what stories you may or may not have, we want to open up the possibility for you that something new is available and possible to you, can happen this holiday season with your family. It's so real and it's so possible. And we're going to talk about how you can open up to that. But that's the first step, is just acknowledging, okay, this, I believe this is possible for me. I'm open to this being possible for me.
Yes. Yeah. And one thing you can do right now is say, okay, what is the energy I want to experience? Like, what do I want what do I want to see in others? If you're saying that others are going to be like this and like that, and it's going to cause this and that, well, how would you like that experience to be? Do you want to experience love? Do you want to experience peace? Do you want, like, what is it that you want to experience, and create that within you right now? Just open to it. Like in this moment, you can say, ooh, I'm opening to creating peace. Even if it's just a moment of peace.
Yeah.
I know that I can drop in and feel a sense of peace, even if it's just for a moment. So start with that. Like if you're saying, I want so-and-so to be like this, create it in you. You practice that within you first.
This is one of the biggest things one of the biggest ways we can identify like what we actually want is like, what is it we would love to get from others? I would love if this person would just accept this about me. I would love if this person
so good.
Would just appreciate. I would love if this person would just, you know, chill out. All of those things. When Katie's saying experience, she's talking about in you, within you. What do you want to experience? And then because your experience happens within you, comes from you. So we can just like, we can practice it now when it's easy without everyone there. And that's going to make it even more accessible to us when we are in the face of the environment that in the past had challenged us.
And if you just have one moment of that energy, that's success, because you're stepping into one moment of newness. What if you just had one moment of newness?
That's another thing we do. And I have done this many times is I'm like, okay, I can be new. Okay. I can consciously create my experience. And I go in and I'm faced with the challenges and all the old things. And I'm like, oh, I failed. Oh, I might not have said it so clearly in my mind.
But the
like
energy
I
was
failed. Wrong. Yeah. But it was like, there was a disappointment because my mind was saying, well, if this is still here, I didn't do it right or good enough.
So good.
And
when the reality is we've been practicing this certain way with our family, usually for a long time, like that's ingrained in us. It's conditioned. It's the well-worn path, right? But you're stepping off into the woods. So you're trying something new. So of course, like, I mean, maybe you can, of course, anything's possible. You can completely transform anything in a moment, but don't judge yourself or maybe be open to releasing the judgment if it's not all peachy keen this first time you try it, because you're trying something new.
Yes. Or even if it's the 10th time you've tried it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Even if it's the 100th.
Even if it's the 100th, your intention matters, and it is important, and it is enough. And so, but I love how we're kind of setting this up. So just go for one new experience. If in the past there's been challenging or resistance with your family, what if the intention is one new experience? So somebody says something and you have a different reaction, or you feel peace within you, or you have a laugh with someone you haven't before, you feel a connection with someone that was, you know, challenging in the past, then it's you win. It's success. That's enough for the whole holiday, because you letting it be enough is the greatest gift. Like that's what sets you free.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. This reminds me of how my husband and I go to visit his mother, who's in a memory care unit because she has Alzheimer's, and how I enjoy going. I really like it. It's super fun. And Ginny's gone too. And she thinks it's super fun. But for my husband, understandably, like that's his mom. So it provides a little bit more of an anxiety experience for him. So what we started to do before we go is set the intention for, I can't wait to see what our Ebb Tai Chi moment is. Just one Ebb Tai Chi moment. And then.
Do you remember you did that with me?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I want to share that. But so I shared that with you because that's what Tom and I do. And when we go in and we're interacting with everyone there and his mom, we're kind of like, ooh, we give each other the look like, ooh, is this your Ebb Tai Chi moment? And then we talk about it afterwards. We get so excited to share the Ebb Tai Chi moment because we're setting ourselves up for there can be a moment of beyond the mind, what the mind says this is going to be like. And it has completely revolutionized the visits there. And
because Jenny, energy is different. Like the energy you're bringing in and what you're paying attention to is different in the interactions. And then you're talking about it after. And you can do that with your family too. Yeah.
So Jenny, when I invited you to go visit her, we did have the intention of like, okay, let's look for our Hep Tai Chi moment. And then we had some really, really beautiful ones and got to talk about it afterwards. And it was so much fun to share that with you. It really was.
I love it. And I do love that idea of if you're going into maybe a friends group or with your family to extended family, maybe this is something fun. You play with the kids or your partner or something. You say, I wonder what, you know, I always enjoy what can surprise us and delight us today or something as well.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
let's pay attention. Let's put it out there that something new is going to happen. Something fun's going to unexpectedly surprise us. Like, and then we'll all share after.
Yes, I love that so much. Bring it into the group setting.
Yeah.
So my story about my upcoming Thanksgiving that will be happening with my whole family is that I'm so excited. I can't wait. But then I wanted to open up to how to ebb Tai Chi it. And the thought came like, what if we do a murder mystery night? Because we're doing three nights together. And so we're doing a murder mystery kit that and everyone has costumes and parts and we're getting into it. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is going to take the ebb Tai Chi through the roof. So,
and you've been excited about this for months. It's amazing.
I know. Now it's just about here.
And so now I like, we get to hear the pre Thanksgiving and then we'll get to hear what the ebb Tai Chi moments are.
Oh my God, we're going to share.
Yes.
Oh, and our listeners can share too, please. Yes. If you want to share your ebb Tai Chi moment, oh, that would be so beautiful to share that. And then we can share them on the podcast too.
Let's do an ebb Tai Chi podcast episode.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yes.
Yeah. So send us them, send Katie them and we'll share them.
Beautiful. So fun. Okay. I love this.
One of the ways that we get in our way with this, there's two, I think, big ways in the expectations we're holding for people and for what can happen. Okay, so this is a really kind of obvious way that we bring the past into the present and we actually limit our experience of what's possible is if we are holding any thoughts or stories about a person, they are this way, they're always like this, they've always been like this, all of those are the big ones. Those are the thoughts that are going to limit your ebb Tai Chi, are going to limit your experience of what's possible, because we can't experience something new until with another person until we have let go of the ideas about who they are.
Yes. Oh, yes. And this relates to what someone's perception of ebb Tai Chi might be. Like they might think it's specific, like, oh, it'll be so ebb Tai Chi if this person accepts me for who I am.
Ooh, good one.
That's not ebb Tai Chi. Ebb Tai Chi is opening and allowing all things and just allowing the universe to surprise and delight you in a way that you aren't expecting, that your mind's not expecting. So it's without control. So that openness and allowing, and like you said, when we have a story about who someone is, like just practice allowing, opening and allowing, and not telling the story when you observe it.
And you don't have to make a jump from this person is so grumpy to this person is so joyful. Like we're not looking to replace the old story. We're looking to just release it and be open. Mm-hmm. So what you can focus on when that old story pops up is more like, well, I don't know. Well, maybe, but I don't know. Yes. If you hold a big question mark over someone's head instead of everything you know about them.
Oh my gosh, I love this. Like enter your festivities. Just put question marks over people's head. I don't know.
I don't know.
And that gives them the space to be new too, if they want, if they choose.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other area, same as like events or like what happens, what's possible to happen. I remember the story you told me yesterday about what you thought could happen, you remember? And with the driving or the restaurant. Oh yeah, the taxi, all of that. Maybe I'll save that for another one.
That's a big long
That's
story.
a big one. Okay. But it was so fun. It was
It was so
so, I
fun.
thought, you know, this is what normally had. This is what happens. You get a taxi and until you were open to say anything could happen. Anything's possible with this.
Oh yeah, that was so just the intro is that we showed up in Mexico and had reserved a car rental, but we got to the desk and the agent said, "Oh, we don't have any cars."
Right. And so
And
your
just,
mind normally would just flip out and be like, this is wrong. This isn't right. What are we going to do?
oh my gosh. And what unfolded was so beyond my wildest dreams. So that'll
I
be a
love
fun
that
one
you're
to share.
literally going to tease our listeners with that.
Let's do it. It's too long. We'll
Okay.
do it on our Ebb Tai Chi episode after
Okay.
the holidays. Yeah, I'll look forward to telling that then. It's so fun.
So,
Okay, I
go
wanted
ahead.
to go to this idea of you might have held stories about someone or about what it means to get together with your family in the past. You might have old stories. But Eckhart Tolle in The Power of Now, I think, devotes a whole chapter to this idea of create no more drama in the now. Perhaps you've created old drama, but in this experience with your family or whoever you're gathering with for the holidays, you can choose in a moment to create no more drama. You can, if you have the opportunity, see
My
your
mind is going into
mind.
song right now.
Exactly.
No more drama.
If you have a moment where you see, you catch your mind and your mind is saying, "Oh, I knew they were going to say this," or "I knew they're like this," or "Next they're going to do that." Like, watch it and say, "Whoa, whoa, wait, I'm creating more drama." And A Course in Miracles talks about how if you feel yourself wanting to choose a grievance, like a judgment or a story, or hang on to a conditioned belief, you can simply say, "I don't need that. I don't need that. I don't need to create any more drama." Now, this is sometimes tricky because the mind loves the drama,
Loves
the
it, feels
ego.
good to it.
It feels good. It feels so good because it puts the mind in a position of superiority over others. And that's what the ego loves. But there's a moment when you realize that it feels so much better to like choose from the soul than choose from the ego. To choose in love and acceptance and allowing, then choose what feels good to the ego. And it's again, as we talked about earlier, it's a practice. It's a practice because we're conditioned to do what the mind wants to do, which is build the ego up.
It seems contrary to the mind when we're noticing something that's here in the present, and so it's here now, and our mind is interpreting this as, let's say, oh, they're always like that, right? It seems like it's here now. Sorry, it is here now, but it seems like we're just noticing what has always been. But what Katie's talking about is by feeding that story, by entertaining it, by you are agreeing with it, meaning you're recreating it in the now. You're
You're
adding,
recreating the drama.
you're recreating the drama. So if there's something you're seeing that isn't, that is drama, that feel, and what's another word for like drama? Like, anything,
Judgments, like just
judgment,
resistance,
stories, resistance.
stories,
Yeah, that's all drama.
Negativity.
Any opinions you have about how people should or shouldn't be and
Should
all
or
that.
the shoulds and the should nots. Total drama.
Very drama. And so by you thinking that thought, you're in the drama, you're recreating it in the now, which keeps it alive. The only way to create something new is for in this moment, no matter how long this person's been like that or doing that, is in this moment for you to release that and say, I don't need that. I don't need to create that drama now.
Yeah.
I don't need to feed that.
It can be tricky because it's really itchy. Like the mind gets itchy and wants to collect it and wants it. That egoic part of the mind does.
Yeah.
But it is really just observing what your ego or your mind wants to do, becoming an observer, and then deciding, I don't need that. Yeah. And if you slip up into it, just like we've said, oh, well, but if you have one moment where you choose to not create any more drama, that's freedom. That is freedom for everyone around you. And that is freedom for you. That's freedom.
This is the freedom we're seeking from all the mental activity kind of being our lens that we live through.
That's right. Did you want to share the birthday party story?
Yeah. So I had back in May when I was planning a surprise party for my mom, and now I can say surprise party for my mom because it's over. there was going to be a lot of people there. I was the one kind of like in charge. So everything's coming through me and I'm responsible for everything. And I had thoughts about it before I got there. I had thoughts like, uh-oh, it's going to be a lot. Oh, this is going to be a lot on me. I'm going to get drained. And then I have to entertain and talk to all these people. You know, there was a little bit of that coming in, but I could catch it before I actually got there and then be able to say, well, I don't know. Nope, I don't
know. Okay, that's the key right there. Yeah. When you catch it before it gets like all sticky in your body and it's that underlying energy, you see it as a thought first and then you decide, well, I don't know. Yes. You just put a big question mark. I don't know because you don't know.
I love it. I love that statement is reminding my mind it doesn't actually know.
I know. It's so good because your mind like thinks there's this one way it's going to happen. Yeah. And maybe that's based in the past, but we are continually creating anew. So do you want to create in the old way or do you want to step in to this opportunity to create anew?
Yeah. And I was very clear on my intention was to experience joy, have fun and be in joy.
Okay. So that's perfect. So you had the feeling like my intention, as we talked about earlier, like, what do you want to feel? Mm-hmm. Okay. So you caught it. You said, I don't know. You held on to the intention of feeling joy. And then what?
Well, I do want to add in many, many weeks of that. Like it didn't just do this one time.
And No. It was this like every, a one and done.
Yeah. Every time it came up, up until the event, I would continue to practice that and choose that. And it was so much fun. As soon as I was in it, you know, as soon as things were unfolding and happening, it was like, it was better than I could have imagined. People helping me, so much love, so much support, so much joy, so much connection. And none of it felt draining, which was, that was the new experience for me.
That is incredible. Mm-hmm. And you created that by not going along with the mind story about what its fear-based thoughts were going to happen. And when the mind creates like that, it's really just trying to protect you, right? Yep. It's trying to say, you got to keep yourself safe. You got to make sure you're not drained. Be careful. Right? The mind is like the thing that's protecting you, but it's really like restricting your experience of beyond that experience of draining and the stories it was telling.
And even in the moments, you know, people would talk to me and be like, wow, this is a lot. This is a lot. You did a lot.
Okay, so
and then my response, I'd stop and I'd just ask myself, well, how do you feel? And I'm like, oh, it's so much fun for me because I love doing it. So my response was, I love doing it. It feels joyful to do it. It's a lot of fun for me. And it was a lot, but it was full of joy. Like it took energy, but it wasn't
so it can
draining.
Be a lot, but it can be joyful instead of draining.
Yes. I think that's the new, that's the new truth is it can be a lot and life giving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. And I'm just imagining you because you had that intention of joy. were there opportunities all throughout the party where you just tuned in and you're like, joy, I'm in joy, joy, I'm in joy, because you were like, it's here, it's
maybe
here.
not maybe not exactly like that, but yes, I
okay.
was full of joy. Oh, you're so funny.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. So I know it's possible. And even just in my own experience with my family over many different holidays and over the many different past years, the more conscious I have become, the more I have become aware of where I'm resisting and different things, and the more I've had to step into my truth and practice all of this. And it just keeps getting better and better. You know, the mind has this biggest fear of like, if I be myself, or if I, you know, show up as my authentic self and ask for what I want or say what I want or all these things, that it gets worse or people won't like me or I won't fit in. And it's just the mind keeping you safe. My experience has been the exact opposite. So
same. Agreed. Yeah. Oh, it's so fun.
So we are making pizza for Thanksgiving. You're having a murder mystery.
Oh, that'll be one of the nights. We're doing like the more traditional.
Oh, okay.
More traditional Thanksgiving thing. I have a fun story about that, which is so we're hosting in our little town of Talkeetna. We've got some rentals to accommodate everybody. And I just felt inspired. I put out to the group text, well, it feels fun to make this and this and this and this and this. And I just listed the things that felt fun in the spur of the moment.
Fun.
And just, yeah. So, and then yesterday I was like, okay, well, I live pretty far from a grocery store. It's like a road trip to go to the grocery store. It feels good now to kind of get organized and look at what I actually need to make those things that I put out there. So I had the inspiration to make a Google Doc and get all the recipes and like streamline the ingredients. And that felt fun in the moment.
So this is inspired planning.
This is inspired.
This is not stressful planning. This is,
exactly. Cause I waited and I'm like, that doesn't feel fun. That doesn't feel fun. And then all of a sudden it felt fun, and like feeling organized felt good to me. Yeah. And then when I looked at the ingredients and I started looking in the pantry and the freezer, I was like, I have this. 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 And my list that I thought was going to be giant for the road trip to the grocery store is so much smaller. And I was like, this is abundance. This is so abundant. Like that inspiration for what I wanted to make. Here I have all of this already. It's going to be easy, flowy, super fun.
And the energy that you're bringing into the experience, the event, is how it unfolds.
For me exactly.
not for anyone else, because we all get to bring our own energy into the experiences.
So what is the energy that you wish to create for your Thanksgiving experience with your family?
Fun. I feel fun.
Yeah me too. I feel fun. Laughing and fun and bubbly and just like, oh, this is what I want. Laughing so hard, my stomach hurts. Like I get the cramps.
I'm laughing so hard or my smiling so much, my cheeks hurt.
Yeah. Oh, I'm also open to like a dance party. I'm just going to say that.
I can't wait to report back on your moments.
I'm just open to it. We'll see what happens. Oh, I know my nephew will dance with me. So that's already happening.
Yeah. Who needs anyone else for a dance party?
No, you're absolutely right.
All right. Is there anything else we want to wrap up with to kind of summarize this?
So what energy do you want to experience? Create it within you. I feel as if you and I have already done this. So we're on the right track. Check.
Check.
Okay. And then open to one moment of newness and perhaps one Ebb Tai Chi moment. Yes. And knowing that you have the choice to create no more drama. Oh, well, if there's old drama, that happened, right? Who cares? But you have the choice to create no more drama.
I love it. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. And share an Ebb Tai Chi moment with us after the holidays. Or whenever.
Or whenever, anytime. Yeah. All right. We will see you guys next time.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
We so appreciate you sharing this space and co-creating with us.
We'd love to hear from you.
If you have any questions or shares, send us a message on our website, awakenyourtruth.love.
We can't wait to connect more.